The silence was broken by a car on the street. Dorothy looked outside. A visitor is here. Robert stood by the deck, his eyes narrowing fast. It was a man in a suit, sharp and very familiar. "It is Thorne," he said. "What does he want now?" Virginia came to the door, her hands on her hips. "He is not welcome. Let us hear him out," Robert said with a sigh. "We are beyond him now." The man stepped inside, his smile thin and cold. "I heard you were back." "We never left," Robert replied, voice as steady as the steel they forge. "What is your business?"
"I want to make a deal," Thorne said to the room.
"A contract for supply. We do not deal with men like you anymore. The terms are generous." "The price is too high," Virginia said, stepping forward with a calm gaze. "We do not sell souls." Thorne laughed, but his eyes did not join him. "You are different now."
"We are better," she said. "We have seen the dark." And we walked out.
Robert walked to the door. He opened it very wide. "You are finished here. Think about the offer."
"There is nothing to think about, Mr. Thorne.
Go find another mark."
The man hesitated then.
He saw the wall of them, the family standing as one against the greed. He turned and he walked, his steps heavy on stone. The car pulled away fast. The dust settled down.
"Did he rattle you?" Robert asked his daughter.
"He made me feel strong. He made me feel real. He is a ghost of the life we left behind. And he is gone now."
Barbara laughed aloud. "That was easy, Dad.
We are different," she said, leaning on the post.
"We have the anchor now. We have the truth. And we have the forge."
Robert went to the desk. He logged the visit.
"A record of the past. Now we move to the next task at the forge. The work is waiting. The day is for us." They felt the power of the choice they made. They felt the clean air. The ghost was banished. The family was whole. The future was bright. They closed the door. They bolted the lock. The peace was restored.